recording.
It is. Oh, lovely.
Hello, y'all. Hello, love. How you doing? Okay, so it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Okay, guys, so what am I talking about? I am basically going to start a culture series. It basically means to talk about adjusting to culture, culture shock, finding a job in another culture, making friends in another culture. And why am I doing this? One of my best friends is Vietnamese, and she moved to Ireland, and she was not really complaining. She was just kind of venting about like how she's like going through culture shock and things like that. And she suggested me to make a video series on this topic because she thinks, like, Anna Marie, you're really good at advising people on this topic. And every time I talk to you, you make me feel better. And I was like, okay, sure, why not? So what knowledge and experience do I have that has anything to do with that? Well, like I said in one of the videos, if you watched it, I lived abroad for a really long time. I'm kind of a weird American. So sometimes when you hear me talk, I'll sound a little bit Korean. Like, I'll go, ah, or like, uh-huh, you know, things like that. And I kind of adopted, like, unconsciously some habits when I lived over there. So, but yeah, I moved abroad when I was 24 and a half. And I lived abroad for a total of 9 years. And I've been through the whole culture shock, reverse culture shock, work culture shock, education shock, trying to make friends over there, getting lost, taking the wrong bus. Oh my God, that was like a whole mess. And I have some really funny stories from teaching English as a second language to some of my students. Especially like one class I taught, one adult class, I made them laugh so hard they were like laughing for like 10 minutes. It was really funny. So I have some experiences to share. Am I an expert? No. I can tell you what worked for me. And based on my experiences and where I traveled and how I connected with people. Because I think that, especially being an immigrant, it's really, really hard. My grandfather is a first generation American. I'm half Italian. So my great grandparents immigrated to America. And after, it's funny, when I went abroad to Korea, I thought to myself, wow, I don't know how they did that. Like, whoa, all this like culture shock and everything. Like, I have a lot more, after I lived abroad for a long time, I have a lot more respect for immigrants and things that, and people going through those phases. It's really, really hard. It's very, very exciting. Super exciting. I saw it more as of an adventure in the beginning. And a really fun experience. And then later, like the shock and everything like that kicked in. So, if you're interested in these video series, so you could be just interested in culture in general, interested in living abroad, interested in traveling abroad, interested in homestays. You could be an American or British person living in another country. You could be, an immigrant coming to the United States or living in the United States now. I am kind of like your resource person. So think of me as a mentor, as an advisor, as a coach, whatever you pick, you know, whatever your perception is, whether the word mentor speaks to you more as or advisor or coach, whatever works for you. So it's kind of like life coaching in a sense, but with regards to culture. And one thing to keep in mind is when you move to another country, and I made the mistake too, is you kind of, sometimes you accidentally have the unrealistic expectation that when you go to another country, everything's just going to magically work out. You're going to make friends, you're going to get a great job, everything's going to magically work out. And that's just not the case. You're going to have good experiences, you're going to have bad experiences. Will you get along with everybody? No. Will everybody like you? No. Not everyone likes me. Not everyone when I lived in Korea liked me, but I made some really amazing friendships with some local people, and I'm happy to share those experiences. And please feel free. So if you have any questions regarding Americans, please feel free to make a comment below. Ask me, Anna Marie, why do Americans do this? Or, you know, what can I do to make friends? Please feel free to make a comment. This is a place for a safe place to ask me about culture and things like that. I'm really open-minded and super easygoing, so I can even make a reply, and I'll make a video talking about my experiences and how I can help you. So anyways, check the description. Don't forget to check the description below of my company information. Soon I'll be having an online shop to sell some apparel and some products. So every purchase that you make, will go to funding for a business project that I've planned that will help the economy. So if you could be so kind as to just look at those products, and if you like it, it'd be awesome. Okie dokie. So again, I'm your genie, but within reason, nothing unreasonable. Don't forget to like and subscribe, please. Share with others. And again, I am here to help. I am not an expert. I don't think anyone can be an expert, and I can only share based on my experience and what could work. I have no experience living in the Ukraine. I'm not sure if I can help you. I can give you advice based on what has worked for me. I have no experience living in, Kenya, so what do I know? I'm very humble. So, with regarding that, but like I said, I have grew up around a lot of diversity and, around different types of cultures, and I've connected with some really great people, and maybe my advice can be helpful to you. So, okie dokie. All right, well, adios, Anya Casio, and hopefully I'll see you soon. See you later.